أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وإذ قال ربك للملائكة إني جاعل في الأرض خليفة قالوا أقعد وتجعل فيها من يفسد فيها ويسفك الدماء ونحن نسبح بحمدك ونقدس لك قال إني أعلم ما لا تعلمون صدق الله العظيم.
Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has, as we know, decorated the whole universe. Allah ta'ala decorated, adorned the earth, the skies, the heavens. Allah ta'ala put all sorts of different scenes and beauties and luxuries for us in the world. Allah says in the Quran that I created the world for insan, huwa alladhi khalaqa lakum ma fil ardi, the heavens, the skies, the rain, the oceans, the fountains, the rivers, the trees, the beautiful scene that we see around us. Everything that Allah created in the universe, Allah says, huwa alladhi khalaqa lakum ma fil ardi. It's for you. So after creating the universe, decorating the universe, adorning the universe, giving you all the resources, Allah says that the most beloved creation of Allah at that time, the angels, Allah Ta'ala addressed them and announced to them, وَإِذْ قَالَ رَبُّكَ لِلْمَلَائِكَةِ إِنِّي جَاعِلٌ فِي الْأَرْضِ خَلِيفَةٌ. Subhanallah. Allah says that, look, I've created the world, I've prepared the world, I've made the houses, the places to live. Allah says that people have to live there. Everything's been created, but somebody's got to live there. Allah says, oh angels, listen, your Rabb, He has decided, your Creator has decided that everything that I've made in the earth and the universe that I've made, you are looking as well. And the time for lakum, for who have I created this? For whom? So I will send them, populate them in the world, in the universe, on earth. All of the makhluk will come, Allah says. All different creatures, so many forms of creation will come to this dunya, such creation that we cannot imagine. We don't even know, we cannot even think. Small insects and spiders and to big creatures that we cannot imagine. The poisonous animals and dangerous animals and hazardous. And there are so many different forms and species in the oceans, in the seas, in the mountains, amongst the winds, in the rivers, in the jungles, in the forests, in the deserts. Every single place of the world, every square inch of the world, Allah Ta'ala's spread out all of the makhluk, different forms of creatures, large and small, that we cannot even imagine how they are, how they look, how they live, Allah, the creation of Allah that He has made. We cannot even realize this is how great and vast is the kingdom of Allah. Think about it. Think about it. And the whole kingdom, about the whole kingdom, Allah Ta'ala is saying, Inni ja'ilun fil ardi khalifa. Allah says that amongst here, for that, Allah says, I created man and I'm sending him the Allah, the King of Kings, the Supreme King, the Master of the Universe. And if we look at a king in the world, and his highest ranking minister. So when the king rules the kingdom, whatever he says is what goes. And the deputy, everybody looks up at him. Looks up at him. Yes? And the deputy, whatever he says, his rule, it goes in the kingdom. His orders, his instructions. He's the wazir, the minister, the prime minister. I'm the prime minister of the king. If somebody is a prime minister, He can rule the way he wants. He's introduced himself. So no one needs to ask him, what can we do for you? What can he do for us? Etc. That's it. Whatever you want him to do for you, because you'll have so much confidence that the king, he has taken him into confidence that he knows whatever I say to the king, he will listen. Because he is the deputy, he is the wazir, he is the minister. He is the representative. And whatever occurs in the kingdom of that king, amongst his vast kingdom, all the actions, the orders, the amendments, the policies, the laws, the principles, he'll control them. The minister, the prime minister, the deputy. Because he will be delegated the tasks and the duties. So that's why we, Allah Ta'ala has said in this verse, Khalifa. Khalifa is a great, great status. That if we look in the world, Allah says, a viceroy I'm sending in the earth. Imagine when a Khalifa comes to the earth, Allah gives him spiritual strength and physical strength. And all of the spirituality is transferred. First of all, his capacity is built and his capability is built. Two things are required in the Khalifa. Yes, two qualities for Khilafah, to be a deputy, to be a leader. Number one, he has to have the quality, the capacity, that himself, the person who has made him Khalifa, the king, whoever he the deputy he is for, that himself, his orders, he should implement them totally. Otherwise, how can he be the deputy, the viceroy? So the Khalifa himself should 100% trust, believe and emulate and implement every action of his leader. In other words, 100% he's prepared to implement the way, the style of his leader. That's when you have trust on the deputy. The deputy is like that. That's when he gets Khilafa. That he will not do any action against my orders, instructions or desires. Otherwise, if he does amal on what he wants, because his duty is that he is to bring other people onto the path. The viceroy, the deputy, the khalifa, he has to influence other people amongst his, you can say, his realm or the place that he's been given, the control. So if the khalifa himself does not follow the master, then how will he influence others after him? That he, if he himself, the khalifa, is not sincere, if the Khalifa is not trustworthy, reliable, honest, and he doesn't have confidence, 100% belief, aqeedah in his leader, then we see today, every day in the world, you know, people, the kings who have their Khalifas, that he's the governor of this and he's the Khalifa of this. You know, peers in the world who have Khalifas, but the friends of Allah are very few and far between. But if they are, Khilafah isn't just handed out on a dish. Khilafah, deputization, giving responsibilities to somebody to represent you, is a massive responsibility. The Khalifa needs to realize that his master, his leader who's given him Khilafah, on no word of his, on no instruction of his or direction of his, should there be amal, that it goes against the direction of the master, of the leader. After that, when he becomes capable, then automatically his sheikh, his fares is transferred to the Khalifa. That the blessings and mercies are transferred automatically, whether the sheikh is alive or not. When the deputy, when the viceroy doesn't move 1 millimeter, 1 inch away from the guidance and the path of his sheikh, he should be happy on every decision of his sheikh, and he should footstep by footstep, handspan by handspan. If I show you the maktubat of my Hazrat Sahib, then you'll understand what I'm saying. The writings, his writings to me. That everything of amongst his teachings, talimat, you have to become established on that. When you establish yourself on that path, then only then can you influence others and transfer that knowledge and spirituality to others. Otherwise, affairs will not come. Blessings today, we see around us the setup where you have a sheikh and his deputies, khalifa. Oh, I'm a khalifa of this sheikh. I'm a deputy of this sheikh. Khilafa is a massive rank status. So to become a khalifa, you need two qualities. For example, number one, you have to total belief in aqeedah in your teacher, and you don't just give to others for the sake of it, rather you have to build that capability from Allah Ta'ala. It's a big responsibility on that person who is the Khalifa. So the two qualities for the deputy, two qualities, not just you do dhikr, adhkar, you don't become a Khalifa based on this. You become a Khalifa if you have two specific qualities, then you become the deputy. Remember, when this quality arises, these two qualities, he won't have takabbur, he won't have pride, he won't have show, he won't have stubbornness, he won't have arrogance, he won't have big-headedness, he will have tawaza, humility, humbleness. When he has this, then he is capable of taking from his shaykh. He shouldn't be one inch away from his shaykh's way and practice. But today, if we see the shaykhs around us today in the world and the khalifas that they give a deputization to, remember the khalifa, he is the deputy for the shaykh. He's the representative of the teacher. He transfers the shaykh's words and teachings and lifestyle to others. And then the people have confidence in him that he is the khalifa of the shaykh. Because remember, when you hear about someone khalifa, oh, that means the shaykh has transferred the responsibility to him, the teachings to him, the learnings to him. And then that man, that person who's attained khilafa, who's attained the deputization, yes, he cannot imagine that he's greedy, he's doing it to earn money, wealth, or dunya, or fame, or he wants a title, or he wants recognition. None of these things, the question doesn't arise. Yes, because 100% he is sincere. So I'm talking about the proper khilafah here. The proper khilafah, which is attained by a kamil shaykh, a complete shaykh. Yes, the Khalifa is like the mirror of his Shaykh, subhanAllah. Everybody should say subhanAllah. The Khalifa, he is the reflection, pure reflection of his teacher, the Shaykh. So this is spiritual, to explain to you, the spiritual deputy. Yes, so a Shaykh Kamil who gives the ijazah to his Khalifa, then he has a big responsibility. It's not a game, is it? This is not a game in the dunya. For example, myself, I heard a brother saying, his wife was saying, that my husband was saying that I'm going to attain khilafa very quickly. We're going to enjoy ourselves. Watch how much money I'm going to earn. I'm going to get gifts from people, gold and silver. People are going to recognize me and think I'm a big shot. So he wants to use his title of khalifa to dunya, but it will never occur, my brothers. It will never occur. He will never succeed. So this is the concept today, which is around our societies today. People who are janashin, who take over the seat or the cloak in khankas. This is plundering the wealth of people, plundering the masses. What a big example. Allah Ta'ala says that, look, we look at the Quran in the right way, in the right manner, to understand the pure teachings of the Quran. We have two worries when we look at the Quran. Two concerns. Number one, ihdina sirat al-mustaqim. Whenever you read the Quran, every verse you need to delve into it and ask yourself, is my path the right one or the wrong one? Yes, if you're not seeking ihdina sirat al-mustaqim in every verse, you're not reading Quran properly. Every second be alert, am I on the right path? Dhikr, adhkar, shaykh, morning, evening, effort we're making, majalis. It's for one reason, Allah, we want to embark on the path, ihdina sirat al-mustaqim. When we get onto the path, well, if we don't know what is ihdina sirat al-mustaqim, then how are you going to embark on that path? How are you going to get onto the path? Wallahi, there's nothing else to life apart from this. All the actions we're doing, tasawwuf, khanqa, dhikr, majalis, gathering, going to the shaykh, making effort, doing your dhikr. This is an honest, straightforward, pure path for one reason, for one purpose. Allah, due to this, put me onto the right path and give me the rightful death. Because as qiyamah, the final days come near, draw near, there's a big hadith. That in the morning a person will be a mu'min, in the evening a disbeliever, in the evening a disbeliever, in the morning a mu'min. Famous hadith, where he'll sleep with iman and within seconds the nafs will take his iman away, the dunya, the shahwat, the passion, the desires, within seconds they flip his mind and change his thinking. A person's deen changes, his iman changes. In this day and age, we're in this era, every angle around us, shaitan and nafs are attacking us. That's why in this day and age, that a person who attains a big rank for the akhirah, is very, the sahaba kram, they were shocked when they heard, when the Holy Prophet ﷺ said, subhanallah, that there will come a time, there will come an era which will be fasad, mischief, disorder, fitan. There will be what is the sign of fasad that the Prophet ﷺ told the Sahaba and told us? That it will be the day and age generation of disorder and mischief. That when you see that the deen, can you imagine? The Sahaba could never imagine. The companions, they were shocked that they never heard of this, never saw this. They said that this will occur, that a new deen will come. There'll be Muslims, there'll be masjids and Qurans, they'll have everything. We cannot imagine, said the Sahaba, that in that era, they will change the deen. They will twist the deen. How can this be? So this is the era, the masjids, Quran, darus, tadris, bayans, lectures. But openly, blatantly, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam sunnah is criticized. Rejecting is a separate point. Forget that. Criticizing, mocking, jest, joking, openly quarreling, disputes, laughing at this, that not even the people who are not Muslims, they don't do this. They'll be ashamed looking at the Muslims. Say, what kind of people this I've heard? People who don't have iman. They ask that, huh? How can you do this? Actually, you're drinking alcohol. You're eating the swine flesh. He's saying they're non-Muslim. That I heard it, that in your faith, this is haram. How comes you're devouring this food and drinking? Wallahi, tell me, how can we answer? How can we justify it? So we're in that worst generation about which the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam stated that in that generation there will be people who until Qiyamah Allah Ta'ala has prepared people for Jannah and for punishment. There will be women, mashallah, in this day and age, sisters who will observe parda, who will be dhakira, who will try their best to leave haram, and they will think that how should we try, what shall we do, what is wrong, what is right. And there will be brothers, menfolk, that they will be good and sincere and upright. And the Holy Prophet gave good news to the Sahaba that there will be such fasad, such mischief, such disorder. You can imagine, there will be such people in the name of Islam, they will sit in the masjid, they will criticize my sunnah. Yes, physically they will criticize my sunnah. Their appearances, their attire, their dress, their lifestyle, ideology, openly, blatantly they'll present and joke against the sunnah. And about this day and age, the Holy Prophet said, in that time, whoever implements one sunnah of mine, in that, man ahya sunnati, in the fasad al-ummati, in the fasad al-ummati, that when the fasad will have spread around the world, in the fasad al-ummati, the Prophet ﷺ saying, not around the world, the Prophet ﷺ, in the fasad al-ummati, when in the ummah there'll be fasad. Forget about the people who don't have iman, they don't know what is iman. And amongst us, when they read our kitabs, they say, such weird people you are in your deen, such an essential part of your deen, following the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and you are opposing his ideology and lifestyle, and openly, blatantly you are opposing his ways. They are shocked when they see us. Every woman, every girl, every man at home, they do this, opposing the sunnah. Outside, and with proofs, we are presenting proofs. That, oh, I'm ashamed if I do this. The Prophet said, the Sahaba said, Ya Rasulullah, a day and age will come when people will run. And the Prophet said, Man ahya sunnati, in the fasad al ummah, there will be fasad in the ummah, within the nation of the believers. The Holy Prophet said, fasad, he defined it. So, how can we be happy and confident our Eid and Ramadan, Salah? How can we be confident and happy that we are on the right path? Everything today, the path, the direction, because we've forgotten the lesson. That's why I'm reading the Quran. There's no other objective of reading the Quran. Us in this majlis, I'm not trying to prove anything, present any ilm. The Quran is one wahid source, soul source. Taraktu fikum amarain, the Prophet ﷺ said, I'm leaving with you two things. Hold on to the Quran with firmness. Solid. Whatever you learn and you acquire, learn it, acquire the ilm, open the Quran, understand the Quran with this knee. Allah, I need ihdina siratul mustaqim. It's my duty. Allah says, I will show you, display to you the straight path from this Quran, the whole ilm, the knowledge you'll acquire. Yeah, I'll give you the knowledge of Darul Uloom, and that ilm will show you the right path. Not hikmah, let's follow deen with wisdom. There's this excuse and this leeway and this bypass, and this meaning comes out and this comes out, this technicality comes out, this scholar said this and we can leave this and we don't have to do this, and this tafti said this. Don't waste your time, brothers. Don't waste your time. Take the pure deen, look at your life, your lifestyle. Where are we stood and what is our deen saying? I swear by Allah, every second of the day, analyze yourself, compare yourself, reading the Quran, before this, think what you were. And after reading the Quran, what changes and improvements have come to your life due to this tonight's gathering. Every night do this. That's when the enjoyment is there. But we are set with one niyyah, one intention. Allah, we want sirat al-mustaqim, straight path. This is a fantastic, there's a very severe time is to come, brothers. I assure you, it's not easy that we'll just pass through that, we'll recite la ilaha illallah, then they're in the grave, and thereafter we'll recite him, we prayed salah, and we'll do the same. No way, it will not happen. It's the actions that will determine. وَإِذْ قَالَ رَبُّكَ لِلْمَلَائِكَةِ إِنِّي جَعِلٌ فِي الْأَرْضِ خَلِيفَةً. Allahu Akbar. Allah says, whatever I put into the world and all of the creatures, Allah, Rabbul Alameen, He's the supreme master of the kingdom of the universe. Everything that's in the world, Allah says, I'm your Rabb. And I send my deputy, my viceroy into the world, I'm your Rabb as well. Allah says, be careful. Yes? Because The human being is the viceroy, the deputy of Allah. Allah says, is my naib. The whole of the creatures, all the creatures of the world will be under him. He is the ashraf al-makhlukat, the superior form of creation. And every other creature will be underneath him. Allah says, so I am the master of the universe. I'm making human being my khalifa, sending him to Allah. And today the human being is upset, distressed, worried. That Allahu Akbar, what we should say, Allah, every decision of yours is the correct one. وَإِذْ قَالَ رَبُّكَ لِلْمَلَائِكَةِ إِنِّي جَائِلٌ فِي الْأَرْضِ خَلِيفَةٌ Allah says, and I taught Adam all, Allah said unto the angels, lo, I'm about to place my deputy into the earth. They said, will you place Allah, one who will do harm and shed blood? Everything Allah Ta'ala has created. Allah said, I created all of the universe, earth, the heavens, and I sent human beings into the world as my deputy. So who is the Khalifa? The deputy. The viceroy who Allah Ta'ala sent into the world. Allahu Akbar. Who is that? It's me. It's you. You are the Khalifa. Yes? The taxi driver, he is the Khalifa. Yeah? The man who's the shopkeeper, who stood at his shop, business place. The person who's walking on the pavement, driving a Mercedes. There's a person in a mud shack, he's the Khalifa. The whole universe, he's the Khalifa, the leader of the universe. Allah has given him full power, responsibility, rank, status. Yes, a person lives in a mud shack. The person who sells melons on a stool. The person who sells vegetables in a marketplace. A person who's in Bangladesh, who's a rickshaw driver, and he's sweating while he's driving his rickshaw. He's the Khalifa. Yes, a person all night long who's in a dance club, in a bar, and he's dancing, drinking alcohol. A person who consumes money of others. He's a Khalifa. Tell me now. The person who does dhulam, oppresses others, who oppresses women. Person who is immodest, a liar, fraudster, deceiver. Person who deceives and deludes others. Person who spreads mischief, disorder, fighting, quarreling. He is the Khalifa of Allah. Allah made the human being his Khalifa and sent him to the earth. These are the Khalifas of Allah. Can these people be Khalifas? But Allah Ta'ala says,
وَإِذْ قَالَ رَبُّكَ لِلْمَلَائِكَةِ إِنِّي جَاعِلٌ فِي خَلِيفَةٍ
Allah says, I am your Rabb, I am your Lord, and the whole universe belongs to me, the earth belongs to me, the layers of the earth belong to me, the skies belong to me, the stars belong to me, they all move with my orders, the stars, they orbit with my orders, the small minute ant, it moves around with my orders, that same ant, the same spider, look, very small ant, it moves around with my order, Allah Ta'ala says. A spider hidden underneath a rock. With my order, he's under that rock.
إِذْ قَالَ رَبُّكَ لِلْمَلَائِكَةِ إِنِّي جَاعِلٌ فِي الْأَرْضِ خَلِيفَةً
Allah says, everything is established and is existent with my order. The lion and all of the pythons and serpents and snakes, all are my creation, Allah says. And they all recognize me. A spider recognizes me. And in the oceans, the fish that are swimming around, they recognize me, Allah says. And the mosquito who's flying in the air recognizes me. In the darkness of the night, a very small insect that gives off light, radiation, illumination knows who is my Rabb? How does he recognize? Every particle in the world does the tasbih of Allah, does the dhikr of Allah. Remembers Allah. The spider does the dhikr of Allah. The ant does the dhikr of Allah. The leaf on the tree does the dhikr of Allah. There is nothing that doesn't do dhikr of Allah. The sun in the morning does dhikr. And the setting sun does the dhikr of Allah. And the moon does the dhikr of Allah. And the stars, and the fountains, and the water, and the rivers, and the streams, they're all dhakir. They do dhikr of Allah because they recognize their Lord, their Creator. And if there's one form of creation that doesn't recognize his Lord, is who? Fil ardi khalifa. The Khalifa doesn't recognize his Lord. Allahu Akbar. Allah says, I made you my deputy, the naib, the viceroy.
The deputy, subhanAllah, how is he? So much strengthened, the human being Allah has given him, because he is the deputy of Allah, the representative of Allah. If there's a khalifa of a sheikh, can you imagine his strength? And if there's a khalifa of Allah, then can we imagine the strength and the power and the authority? All of the universe in the heavens and the earth, everything, all creatures recognize Allah, and they recognize the khalifa as well. That the fishes, that they swim in the ocean, they do the dhikr, Allah, my brothers, they also recognize the khalifa of Allah, mankind. The spider which does dhikr underneath the rock, when he does the dhikr and he recognizes Allah, then he also recognizes Allah's deputy. He respects him, he says salam to him, and he's afraid of him, he's fearful of him. And the lion that wanders around roaring in the forest and the jungle, when he remembers Allah, when he recognizes Allah, then he also recognizes the deputy of Allah, subhanAllah. Does he not recognize the deputy of Allah, the lion? Of course he recognizes the deputy of Allah. There was one companion, I will share with you his event. He forgot his way in the jungle, he was upset, distressed. The jungle, the forest, intense forest. The lions and the snakes and big lion came the way. He said, stop. Do you know who I am? The Sahabi said, subhanAllah. He said, I am the final prophet, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I am his follower, O lion. I am his slave, I am his follower. When he introduced himself, the lion lowered his head. In hadith it stated that the lion lowered his head and said, sit on my back. I will explain to you the route and I will take you out of this jungle, out of the forest. Why could he not recognize? He is the deputy. Mankind is the deputy. As Umar radiallahu anhu, his events, if we look, his beautiful events. What was it? What was in the universe? Who was it in the universe that didn't recognize him? Has Umar radiallahu anhu, the same Umar, when he sent a letter to be thrown into the River Nile, until today the River Nile is not able to fully flood the whole environment. And for example, a fire was coming, an intense fire was coming. Subhanallah, Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu, he stood and he took hold of his staff and he went in front of the fire. He said, do you recognize who I am? I'm Umar. Do you recognize who I am? I'm Umar. Whose ghulam am I? Whose follower am I? Whose sahabi am I? If I'm on the right and if I'm just, then go back, O fire. And the fire, it stopped and it went back in reverse gear. And the earthquake was about to occur, was occurring. And has Umar radiallahu anhu stood and he struck his staff stick onto the ground. Why are you shaking? Has Umar not implemented justice on you, O earth? And he stopped shaking. Water recognizes, Allahu Akbar. The fire recognizes. The winds recognize. The skies recognize. Why? Because he's the deputy of Allah, the deputy of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And our Lord, he said, wa idh qala, and he said, Rabb, Allah, our Lord, our Master, Creator, said that, listen, look how Allah Ta'ala addressed the angels, how Allah announced. Wa idh qala rabbuka lil malaikati, Allah said to the angels, listen, my angels, now I've created this world, I'm sending my viceroy, my deputy, my assistant, my representative to the world with full abilities, with energy. So brothers, what energy, what power, what ability is Allah given to us? Tell me. The amount of energy and power Allah Ta'ala has given to humankind as a khalifa. There are two types. Full power, full authority, just like it's been mentioned. That all of the creation recognizes that khalifa. And what is that power, energy? Our Hazrat, rahmatullah alayh. There's a very old examples when he used to go to Madinatul Munawwarah. Obviously, that was a simple time. There weren't five-star hotels. There was no contemplation. And so, mashallah, Hazrat Sahib and the fakirs and the walis of Allah, they would be guests of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So he would take rest in a very simple, basic room. Once his khadim, an assistant, went to Hazrat Sahib's room to set his bed. And he was shocked when he saw that in a small space under the mattress, there were scorpions, and very dangerous. If they bite, it's poisonous. Yes? But they recognize the representative of Allah. Who is this person? Who is the Ghulam-e-Mustafa? Why will they harm him? Subhanallah. So, I don't know, I'm a jahil, ignorant, but I'll explain to you one event. And I was on a journey in Madinatul Munawwarah, and such a room I acquired, and there were some pigeons on the windowsill, and I was getting a little bit disturbed after Ishraq. Person tries to rest a little bit, and the pigeon was making a lot of noise. And then I just sort of looked towards the pigeon that I didn't know, for example. So I just looked towards the pigeon and ushered the pigeon. And I was trying to sleep 1 day, 2 days. And my sleep wasn't fulfilled. I thought, this is a bit difficult. So I just thought that I said that, look, I spoke towards the pigeon. I said, listen, I am the guest of the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. For 2 days, you're not allowing me to sleep. And you're making a lot of noise. So I'm going to Ziyarah now. I couldn't sleep. And I'm going to complain about you, the old Prophet of Allah, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. I'm staying in this place and these pigeons don't let me sleep. And 2 days they have given me distress. I'm going to complain about you. Wallahi, after that, not even a minute sound came. Not even a minute sound. Because they were afraid that the complaint would come. Fil ardi khalifa. This is an incompetent person I'm talking about, the example given. But Hazrat Sahib Subhana Rahmatullahi, the scorpions under his mattress, the assistant said, I was shocked. And spied the scorpions are. He said, I went to Hazrat Sahib, Hazrat, you're sleeping here, your bed is not correct, it's not the right place. I've seen so many big scorpions and spiders. And Hazrat Sahib wasn't upset or down. He said, yes, Babu, that's fine. But they don't say anything to us in their dialect, Saraiki. That's fine what you're saying, but they don't say anything to us. They won't pester me. Why would they pester me? Because for 2 weeks I'm sleeping and they don't say anything to me. Don't say anything to them. Don't move them. Allahu Akbar. Subhanallah. So why shouldn't they recognize Khalifa of Allah on the earth? Why shouldn't the creatures recognize? And here, what's our situation? Subhanallah. One mouse, or if a fly comes into the house, we start to urinate. We get depression. Women get depression by seeing a spider. Yes. Oh, why are you depressed? Oh, there's spiders in my house. A small spider. Upset, screaming, scorpions and flies and spiders. These cause us to be upset and scared and shriek with excitement. But what should be the capacity of the Khalifa, the capability, subhanallah, that the person who's the Khalifa, the human being, Allah Ta'ala said, you had most capabilities, abilities. That's why I gave you this status. You have the ability to control, endure, persevere, be patient. When you control your qualities, then everything around you will recognize you. Then how can it be that anything, all the particles recognize? There are thousands of examples. There's a wali of Allah who lived in a certain generation, and he went to a museum, some sort of historical place, or a zoo. Whichever animal he went past, whether it was an elephant or a tiger or a cheetah or a lion or small monkeys, they would shriek and scream and come to believe everything. Totally, they'd come to the border and stand and bow their heads. The dunya has seen this, people have seen this. And this is not something amazing or shocking. Yes, it's a big status. Allah has created human being, the supreme form of creation. So why should the animals not recognize him? Allahu Akbar. And this human being that Allah Ta'ala has given this status, this level of responsibility, this same human being, if we look at our scenario today, greed and passions and unlawful desires and love for material things and dunya, what wrong, looting, plundering, fasad, disorder, what wrong is there not inside any of these people who are deputies, rebelling against Allah deen and being greedy, selfish, worshipping the dunya, worshipping, you could say, wanting to have an image. Allah Ta'ala says that these are two opposite things. One human being has become good that the whole of creation recognizes him, and the other person has become so bad that nothing can recognize him at all as what he should be. So how did this occur? How did these two groupings get created? That one grouping of human beings, their qualities are so great and they're capable, and the other grouping, they have stooped so low. So, we need to understand, why is this the case? That Allah Ta'ala says, when you leave my deen, then you'll be worse than the animals. At least animals have some level of shame and haya, but the human being who leaves Allah Ta'ala's instruction is worse than those animals. It becomes worse. Allah Ta'ala has said, I sent you as the Khalifa to this world. These are two opposite things. Why, my brothers? So this is the sabak, the lesson that the Quran is giving to us. This is the lesson that we need to note. Why is the human being who Allah Ta'ala gave him that big responsibility and the whole of the universe and creatures recognize him? Why is he dropped so low? They start to do shirk of Allah. Ascribe partners to Allah. He does shirk. He worships the world and the items of the world. The things that should be afraid of him, he drinks their urine and worships them. Allahu Akbar. Why is there such a big difference? Why? Why has a person become so prone to obeying his desires and passions and whims? That this is the point that the Quran is explaining to us. Why has this occurred? Because khilafah that Allah Ta'ala has given to us is a massive responsibility. Why have we stopped? Why have we dropped low? The reason for this is what? So let's listen to the reason. So we need to analyze and compare with ourselves. Look inside. So this is the lesson of today's dars, the biggest lesson. The same lesson that the Quran is giving to us, that's what we're learning today. Subhanallah. One lesson that the Quran is giving today, that's it. One clear lesson.
وَالَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِمَا أُنزِلَ إِلَيْكَ وَمَا أُنزِلَ مِن قَبْلِكَ.
That's it. That on that thing that Allah Ta'ala has revealed, the Quran and the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Sharia and Sunnah. These two things Allah Ta'ala revealed. This is the promise that Allah Ta'ala took. Yes, this is the sabak again the Quran is giving this lesson. Subhanallah. Yes, that verse that I explained to you right in the beginning. Allah said, I made the dunya and I took a promise from the people. Yes, I took a promise from the souls, the ruh. Then Allah said, I made the earth. Then I made the welfare and I sent the human being to the earth to live on. And in the world, I didn't just send him empty-handed. Rather, I sent him with a big rank as my deputy, as my representative. And I decorated the world for him, so all the resources were there. So that, for example, if he wants, he can pat a lion, he can hold the neck of the snake. He has that much power, recognition amongst the creatures. With ease and with power, he can live in the dunya. I said, I sent him with all the qualities, the capabilities, the techniques. So why has mankind been split into these two groupings? Just for one reason. That person who stays steadfast on the promise, the covenant, the pledge. Yes, if he stays steadfast on that promise that I took from him, Allahu Akbar. Yes, all the prophets reminded their peoples when they came to the world that we have come to tell you about the final prophet. His kalima we recite, La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. This was the promise that we gave to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The person who maintains this pledge, Allah's orders via the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Sunnah and Sharia, whoever is steadfast on this, then until death he is the Khalifa of Allah on earth. This is today's lesson we need to understand. The whole universe recognizes him. All creatures recognize him. All the dunya will recognize him. And they will recognize that he is the Khalifa. If he wants, he can stop them. You know, when people say karamat, miracles, this is nothing. This is nothing. The Wali of Allah, the Wali of Allah is he who implements the Sharia and the Sunnah. Their life, not a second is detached from them. So you know, you hear from the Sheikh, he did this, he did dua, the clouds came, the rain came, did dua, this happened, that happened. Why? Who are these people? For this reason, because they are the Khalifas of Allah. Allah has given them strength. It's that person who is steadfast on the promise, the pledge. He's grabbed hold of the Sharia and the Sunnah of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam with strength. He accepts the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam as his Rasul, not verbally, but with lip service. Not through celebrations and functions. In reality, accepts his every life second. It reflects the man or the woman, brother or sister, that he is following the Prophet. That's why he's Khalifa. He'll remain as a Khalifa, spend the life as a Khalifa, and with this Khilafah, he will depart this world. When he'll be received and welcomed thereafter after dying, he'll be received in such a great way, just like the Khalifa of Allah is received and welcomed. The Khalifa has come back from the world. That's how the human being will be received. But that person who forgets this promise, this pledge, The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam sunnah, sharia, he shuns that in his life and he lives a life without that, then there's no one more wretched than him. Listen again. There are two qualities that a person has when he's given khilafah. If he's got those qualities, which qualities? That he himself, number one, the person who's made him the khalifa himself should implement the ahkams and the ways of his leader, his master. Point number one. Quality number one. Yes, the khalifa himself should set the example that he should be implementing the example and learnings and teachings of his master, of his teacher. Yes, that if he's a person who follows the ahkams of Allah for which he has got the khilafa, then his khilafa is accepted. If he's not following the guidance of Allah, then the khilafat has been broken. It's not given to him again then. Then the khilafah has ended. He's an empty box. Such an empty box that people offer him sometimes a fly or a spider or a mouse or a scorpion or a little ant will cut him and affect him. He becomes a coward, becomes a massive coward, that human being. You'll see this, that he'll be afraid and scared of everything. That within a minute he will sell his iman. Within a second his iman will come out of his heart, because he is worshipping his desires, because he has taken, Allah Ta'ala has taken away that responsibility from him. He is a khalifa if he follows the Prophet ﷺ, and the Shaykh's khalifa is the same. That if the khalifa drops below the levels, then the fares, the tap is switched off. Doesn't matter if in the dunya he can say whatever he wants to the world, but the fares, the virtues, the blessings are ended, and he remains an empty box. But khilafa, deputization, stays in existence and is established when a person is following the order, the instruction of the Shaykh, or Allah Ta'ala's order instruction. But when that deputy breaks the order of Allah or of his teacher, then the khilafah ends at that time. So number one quality of the khalifa is that he himself has to follow the example of his teacher, of his master. That's quality number one. Yeah, he's the person who implements the ahkams of his master or his teacher. And number two, with his capability, he explains to others so that he can influence them as well. So my brothers, the understand the point of today is that Allah Ta'ala has sent us to the world as His viceroy, me, you, all of us. So we need to compare our lives against this, analyze that even a dog doesn't recognize us today. This is the stark truth. Forget about the fish and spiders and insects, because they'll say that we're not khalifas. That if you, for example, take hold of a snake, I remember an event here, an example. There was a non-Muslim and he used to come to the Khanqah, and then he became a new Muslim. And for some time, he didn't come. His wife was a non-Muslim. And mashallah, he was well-practiced. I was happy with him and steadfast. And he had a son, a young son. He was young, quite young at the time. Very young child. A few years old. And he came and told me an event. He came into the room and he was a bit surprised and shocked. I said, "What's the issue?" He said, "Hazrat, ajeeb, sort of weird thing happened yesterday." I said, "What happened?" He said that we were downstairs and our child was upstairs sleeping. And after a while, I heard some knocking noises upstairs. And I went upstairs quickly. What's going on? Has he fallen down? He said that me and husband and wife, when we went there to the door, what did we see? There's such a big snake. And my son is playing with the snake. Allahu Akbar. This is a true event, I'm telling you. He said, such a big snake that I was shocked seeing it, such a big snake. That we fell back, were shocked, astounded, stood back behind the door. And our child was playing with the snake. He was hitting the snake was hitting him, and he was laughing. And just a few years old, he thought it was a toy. He said, we couldn't understand, what should we do? So he had yaqeen, he was a new Muslim, he had belief. The new Muslim, mashallah, the yaqeen is strong, better than us. So he stood back and he recited the verses of dhikr, the kalamat. When he saw that the snake, when he saw that a man has come, without doing anything, with ease, smoothly, he touched the child for the last time, and the child wanted to run after the snake, and he was trying to touch the snake, easily retracted, withdrew and left. He said, we for 10 minutes were totally silent, that where are we, what's going on here? We took our child and he's fine, no cuts, no injuries. We couldn't understand, who should we call, who should we tell, you know, those people who come, the zoo master type people, we call someone like that, and we said, no, no, let's leave him. Maybe it's Jannat who come in this womb. So anyway, what I'm trying to say here is, alhamdulillah, we need to compare and analyze that are we cowards who have left that responsibility, or are we the khalifas of Allah and spending our lives in the right way? If we want to spend our life being the khalifa of Allah, then brothers, don't worry, just establish one thing in our lives: obeying and following and imitating Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam sunnah and sharia. Grab hold of it robustly, because those orders Allah has given to us, if those orders are here, then subhanallah, the whole universe will accept that this is the khalifa of Allah, the deputy of Allah, and your khilafa will be accepted and it will spread with Allah's fadl. But if we reject the akams of Rasulullah, the whole world will spit on us. Then we cannot remain khalifas at that time. So this is the message. Let's pray to Allah that Allah Ta'ala gives us the understanding of the Quran. Wa akhru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen.
Dua kalli alhamdulillah 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 alhamdulillah. Mille ma fille Jamila sallallahu ta'ala ala khayri khalqihi. Ya rahmatika ya